as I am changing. Every single move you're making since I've analyzed predictions far beyond the comprehension. I've been tortured with the writhing thoughts that stop a star from shining. Kill me now before I'm sober, so I die before it's over.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Men in Science Podcast. Today's very, very special guest is Paula from the Talk Shit with P podcast. Had a lot of fun talking with her about mental health and a whole lot of other stuff too. Without any further ado, here's my conversation with Paula. Recording now. All right, so I'm happy that we're finally being able to do this now. We've been talking about it for, what, like about a week, 2 weeks now?
Yep, yeah, pretty much. 2 weeks, two, three, something. 2 weeks. The 15th, right? Yeah, because you posted something when May started, Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah, and I think we connected through Soda, that she, either you were a guest on her show or she was a guest on yours.
Oh. Yes, Soda is my girl. I've been a guest twice on her show. She's been a guest of mine. We do a lot of IG lives together. So I think she's my constant. I don't know if I'm the constant reoccurring or her. I don't know, but yeah.
All right, yeah, because I did see that you two have done a few of the IG lives. I think I caught one while I was at work and wasn't able to stay for the whole thing, but I caught a few minutes of it at least.
And that's the thing about that. It's hard for people to know when, because Soda will just wake up and message me and be like, "You want to go live?" I'm like, "Now?" He's like, "Well, yeah." I'm like, "Okay, can you give me like 20 minutes to get out of bed or maybe put on some clothes or something?" So she literally does it last minute and puts me on last minute. Like, it's never planned ahead of time. Like, we'll talk like, "Hey, we should do a live of this," or "You should do a live of this," but when it actually happens, it will be last minute. Like,
yeah, I don't know if I've ever done, actually no, I did one thing that was last minute. That it was the first time I did one of these live mental health discussions. That I'd been, it was 2021. I had it planned out, right? You know, starting May 1st, I'm going to have this person on, this person on, this person, and so on. And then about two, 3 days before that, my best friend, her and I were talking. And she offered to come on, and just spur of the moment later that day, we just decided to get on and talk for about an hour or so about mental health. And yeah, it was fun. I got the little taste of being able to have these kind of discussions, and I've been trying very hard to get more people to come on and do that, but it hasn't been an easy thing for me to do.
Where are you looking for these people? Maybe I can direct you to the right place.
I used to be on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter or X or whatever.
That's trash.
I've been away from there for about a year now, and I don't plan on ever going back. But I've also tried reaching out to people on Instagram, and when I joined Threads officially back in October, I think, I started finding people there, and that's how I got in touch with Soda and a few other people, and other people that I've just had connections with over the years on different social platforms. Mm-hmm. Like a couple of people I think I found through TikToks, one through Vero, it's another social media platform that I'm pretty heavily involved with. But for right now, mostly I reach out to people through Threads and Instagram.
Gotcha. So I don't know if you have Facebook or you're active, because Facebook, you can join mental health groups and find people, or also there when you just do hashtag, like on your Facebook search, and just do hashtag find a guest or be a guest, you'll see people who are posting in different groups of that they're trying to get to be a guest on certain platforms. And they'll share what they can talk about. You'll find pretty much a lot of on mental health. Or also, there's a platform called PodMatch, which is for host and guests, where you can create a profile. And the good thing is you get paid on Podmatch for the guests to come on your show, or when you go on their show and people leave reviews and stuff. So it's a whole program. Shout out to the San Filippos, Alex and Alicia. They created Podmatch to make it easier for people to look for guests and find guests and collaborate and all that.
I was not aware of that. So now, thank you for letting me know about that. I'll be sure to check that out later today so I can find more potential people that I can speak with and collaborate with on this.
My pleasure.
And
I can always send you people, because I'm always like, mental health is something I'm always constantly talking about and having creatives on my side. So I can always send people, because the people who I always end up having on my podcast, and that's the thing, when I started my podcast, I thought one of the biggest issues would be finding guests. And surprising, now it's people reaching out to me and begging to be guests. So, and sometimes I look, I'm like, you're not even what I'm looking for. And because now, because my brand is really building, I'm very specific on who I want compared to the beginning, where I'll be like, oh, you want to come talk some shit? Come on, let's talk some shit. So now I'm more aware of what I want, that way I don't disrupt my listeners. So sometimes I get and I'm like, you have a nice story. It's just not a talk shit with peace story for mental health, even though, because I had to narrow down on my mental health. Like, I focus on just the creative side and their journey. So I will send you people over. LinkedIn also, a lot of, I join groups on LinkedIn, mental health groups, and actually most of people find me and ask me, inquire about me. Them coming on my show are mostly on LinkedIn. They find me from LinkedIn.
I didn't know that there was a community for that on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn has become a whole new, podcasters are there constantly.
Because I'm on LinkedIn, but I'm not very active on there. So maybe I should take into consideration being more active on there to see what other things I can explore on there. When I first started having people on here, I was just like, all right, yeah, just have people on here, just talk about whatever and whatever. But then as I've, been doing this more and more over the last, 6 years that I've been doing this off and on now, trying to be more careful and, I guess, specific about the kind of people that I want to have on here, because I don't want to just have just any random person come on here and talk about random whatever. I want to have at least a structure, or at least a somewhat of a game plan of, all right, I'm going to have this person on, this is going to be the main subject that we're going to discuss, and then we just go from there. And I would like to believe I've done a good job of that, but I guess I would let the audience decide on that for me.
I'll decide. I haven't listened to any of your episodes, even though I know Soda has been on your podcast and she enjoyed it. She keeps on bragging about it. I don't know if you have heard about our Empowered Podcasting Clubhouse Room. That's how me and Soda met. It's this clubhouse room that we go to Monday to Friday, 7 to 8, and Friday nights at 9 to 10. I used to be the moderator of the Friday night, but I gave it up and Soda took over. But she tells everybody about one of the favorite, of course, after mine, but one of the podcasts that she really enjoyed and had fun was yours. So,
I definitely had a lot of fun having her on, and I would say, at least on my side of it, from the production part of it, of like editing everything together, I felt I had the most fun working on that one once I recorded it with her and got everything set up for that. And, that's definitely one that I'm very proud of, and I would love to have her on again sometime. She's very fun to speak with.
You guys should do an IG live. I'll tell Soda one day to just be like, do it with Jillian. Do you know, actually, oh my God, this is the actual first time I know your name. And it's funny because I've been talking to you in the DMs and in threads, but it's just always been men in tight sports. So
yeah. My name is Julian. It's funny, because really thinking about it, only time I ever mention my name on here is when it's at the end, whenever I'm just saying my name is Julian, I'll see you all next time, but I never introduce myself as Julian. But I don't know, maybe I should. But then again, I've people that watch my videos and listen to the podcast, they should be familiar enough by this point. My phone keeps buzzing.
It could be a new listener.
Yeah, there you go.
It could be a new listener, so you know. But oh, I'm very bad at asking people their names, or even like even one time I was at Podfest and I hanged out with these boys constantly. I was even in their booth. They were the biggest sponsors. And I was constantly in their booth, constantly with them. And by the time we left, I came home and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know what they actually do. Like, and I was telling a friend and they're like, Paula, you were constantly on their booth. Even I came, I found you there and you pretended like, I was like, yeah, they have the most amazing parties. So of course I was there, but like literally I was not there for work. I was there for play. So I booked a call with one of the two guys. And the first thing I asked him was like, fuck do you guys do? Because clearly I don't know. And it was like, shame on you, Paula. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I legit had fun hanging out with you, but I forgot that we were actually doing some shit. And they ended up coming on my podcast, and now we are lifelong friends because I met them in 2022 when I went to Podfest. Now every year I still hang out with them. I even help them set their booth, and I promote for them because now I know what they do.
I'm pretty bad with that kind of stuff too. I'm bad with remembering names for a lot of people that I've met. So I say, like, my day job, I work in retail and I meet a lot of people and I'm familiar with their faces because I see them like once, twice a week, sometimes even multiple times a day, and only maybe three of them that I actually know their names because I've seen them often enough in the years that I've worked there. And it's just like I'll feel bad because like they'll know my name obviously, and then
tag when you're in retail, so of course everybody's gonna know your name,
and like we'll share stuff like, you know, like what's going on in my life, what's going on in their lives. And like I've, you know, like one customer that I finally learned her name after seeing her almost every day for almost 3 years that I've been working in the store, finally learned her name about a month ago, and I never said, like, I feel so bad, I don't know your name. And then when she finally told me, I was just like, of course that's your name. It should have been so obvious to me.
I'm like that too. I worked in retail and sometimes I even stopped wearing my name tag because people would call my name and I'd be like, how did you know my name? Because I forget that I have my fucking name tag. Yeah. My managers gave up in trying to get me to wear the app on a name tag. I was like, nope. I'm going to deal with customers when I want to deal with customers, because my job was merchandising, so I really didn't want to deal with home goods customer. Sometimes I'll talk to people, like I would see them regularly, but I wouldn't know their name. Like I can legit have conversations and remember your dog's name. But I really hate asking people your name, or even me, I never go like, hi, I'm Paula, what's your name? No, I just go straight to really shit in my head. If I want to compliment you or something, and then the conversation goes on, and then we talk. Maybe towards the end, if I really liked you, that I know when you come back, I'd want to talk to you again, then I'll be like, oh, I'm Paula, what's your name? But if I really don't care, okay, if you come back and we talk again, cool. If you don't want to talk, good. I don't care. I don't need to know.
Yeah, it's just funny how our brains work that way in a lot of those kind of situations. I would love to know more about with your podcast. I haven't listened to any of the episodes yet. I do have it bookmarked on my phone to check it out. But how did you get started with your podcast?
Don't worry, I won't be. I'm not offended because I also haven't listened to yours. And there are too many podcasters to keep up. And sometimes there was a time when I was in the Empowered Podcasting room, and I was like, it's such a shame that even us in this room who constantly know each other, know what our podcasts are. But when you ask people, if you actually listen to the people in this room's podcast, you're like, nah, I haven't. Unless even people who have been guests on your show, they're like, I actually haven't listened to any of your podcasts. I'm like, that's cool. Did you at least listen to the one you were a guest on? You know, but okay. So my podcast is Talk Shit with P. And started it in 2020 during the pandemic. I think that was the second time I experienced fucked up depression, because the first time I experienced it, that's when I actually knew I had depression. And the second time was this one, and it was because of COVID, Black Lives Matter, the Asian. I used to live in Malaysia for 5 years. I have friends and family in Asia, you know. And then things that were happening back in my country as well, because my family were there and now COVID was taken care. So it was a lot. And I was also dealing with a breakup. And when the breakup happened, I didn't deal with it because I was so busy. I like being busy. But then I realized also I was busy but not productive. I was just busy for the sake of being busy. So when the world shut down, all these things catch up and I'm an overthinker. I'm a cancer, those emotions. I was drinking too much and all that shit just to get out of my head. But that even got me more deeper in my head and deeper in my dark tunnel. So one of the days, this was when Twitter was still tweeting, you know, I got drunk and I wrote an email to my ex and I went on Twitter to bitch about it. I literally was talking shit about the email I wrote to my ex on Twitter and somebody was like, you know, I've been reading your tweets and you should start a podcast. You got some shit to say. I was like, you know what? I should. What would we call it? And I was like, talk shit with P. You talk shit. I'm like, yes, let's do it. And somehow the next day, instead of waking up and getting beer, I used to drink beer for everything, breakfast, lunch, dinner. I woke up and actually showered and I started getting excited and Googling about podcasts and everything. And I started my podcast and I really wanted it to be a safe space for people to share their mental health struggles. So season one and two, I believe three as well. I'm not sure, but one and two, I'm 100% sure. It was all about mental health stories. My brother came and shared his journey with addiction. My sister was in there talking about postpartum depression because she had a COVID baby. And you know, most people who had COVID babies, they definitely had postpartum depression. I know most any other day, yes, you do get it, but COVID was something else. You know that you have to handle everything alone. Your partner can't even be around you while you're giving birth. Nobody can, you know, so it's different. And my dad has been on my podcast talking about raising me, my mom. So there was all those conversations. And then I went to Podfest in 2022 and I met Travis Brown, who reviewed my podcast, and he told me I needed to rebrand and change my logo since my podcast is mostly about me. I needed to change my logo. And in the talking about, I was like, okay, since we're rebranding and it's time for a new season, maybe I should do something different. And then I had a conversation with Adam Shibley. Shout out to him. He's a podcasting business school, amazing guy. If you need any help with podcasting, that's your guy. He helped me niche down because, you know, mental health is broad and I really needed to find to navigate my podcast now that I knew I wanted to. I love doing it. I wanted to create this brand and keep going. So I niched down for it to be creative journeys and mental health because as creatives, while we're building our brand, whether we have part-time jobs, whether we are living paycheck to paycheck, whether we have a savings account, whether we are rich as fuck and none of this shit matters. But either way, you know, building a brand, getting into that creative journey can be very lonely and it can disrupt your mental health because there's a lot that goes in and you have to put so much in before you get back anything. And most of the time, our friends and family never understand the level of support we need or even offer. So we feel like we are alone and dealing with this alone. Lots of late nights, early mornings. Because again, if you work a part-time job or a 9-to-5 and then you still have to do this and be consistent. And then whether you're also a mother, a father, a boyfriend, a wife, whatever it is, it's a lot. So I wanted to for the creatives to come and share their journeys and their mental health struggles so that we can inspire more creatives out there who think maybe you can't do it because you don't have enough money. Or because sometimes people think everybody started from where they are. They forget that this is years and years of putting work. So what you see on Instagram doesn't mean that's how it is. So I wanted people out there who are scared to bet on themselves. So do that too. to get the inspiration, but also to give flowers to the creatives, because I feel like we don't appreciate those people who are building their brands as much as we should until we actually see them win. Like, you know, when you're out there getting awards or being interviewed in TVs, then everybody's like, oh, I know her. I know him. We went to school. But right now, while I'm building, that's when I need to be clapped on. That's when, because those are encouragements that are going to keep me going. So I want to give people their flowers right now while they are building, so that it can, because sometimes you never know. Somebody's at the verge of giving up and you're just telling them, hey, I see you. I admire what you're doing. I did this because of seeing you do this. So those things can help, can push somebody to go further. And I proved that because last year I lost one of my bestest friend. And at that time my podcast had just gone on a break, and she would listen to episodes and send me voice notes on Facebook and tell me about them. And the last time we spoke was she was giving me feedback on a certain episode I did about boundaries, and it was mental health, and she was talking about her mental health. And I was like, instead of me telling my listeners all this, why don't you come and be a guest? And we're planning on that. Then she passed away, and I legit did not have any strength to start the new season. So I kept pushing it. Like, nothing felt right, because I knew the first episode was supposed to be with her. And in my head, it was like, maybe if I should have recorded sooner. And she had called me. And in my head, I said I'd call her back, and I never did, and she passed away. So I had all those guilt in me. And then, and my podcast is mostly guests. I don't do solos as much. But I do the first episode and the last episode, and sometimes maybe a middle episode, which are solos, but mostly it's guests. So when I ended up receiving a review, and these people are all the way in Australia. I don't know how they found my podcast, because I don't know them. And they literally had listened to a solo episode, because as I said, I don't do solo episodes as much. So that's why it even meant so much to me. And she was like, I'm so grateful for this, something like this. I'm so grateful for this episode. It's amazing how me and my partner were actually talking about this, having this discussion, and we found your podcast, and it helped inspire the conversation. Well, something along that line. And I kept rereading that review, and I was like, I feel like it would have been different if it was a review for an episode I did with a guest, right? Because maybe they're talking about what the guest shared. But this was one of the solo episodes I did they were referring to. So to me, it was like a wake-up call, like, yo, people out here are listening, right? People, you're touching people, you're helping people. Just because they were able to send me a review, that doesn't mean that they're the only ones you're inspiring, because not everybody leaves review even though you're helping them. Just like how people will see you doing something amazing, but they won't tell you, but they'll go copy it or just take your advice and use it to them, but they won't tell you that, oh, I'm here because I listened to you. You say this, and I put it into action. But that was the reason I ended up recording that episode. And I did include my dead best friend. I used the voice note she had sent me on Facebook, and I shared a message. But that's why I keep on saying giving people their flowers right now can help push them to keep going if they feel like they're giving up. So, yeah, I talk too much.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's funny because everyone always says that I don't talk enough, that I'm always too quiet. And but I feel like also that's what kind of a good quality, because I'm a good listener. And I'm happy to listen to people share whatever is going on with them, whatever they're thinking, and I will absorb that information and will respond accordingly if I feel like I have something worthwhile to contribute to the situation or conversation or whatever it is that they were sharing with me. But first, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss. I do understand that, because I was in 2021. It was in May 2021 when I was my whole plan was to do for the entire month, speak to at least one person once a week about mental health. But then my mom had passed away just after Mother's Day that year. So then I took about a 4 or 5 month break completely from not doing anything with it, because I just didn't feel the motivation to do so. But so I definitely understand the how that feels of, you know, not knowing what to do or if you even should do it because of how hard of a loss that is. So I definitely understand how that feels.
Too.
Thank you. I'm getting so heavy already.
I know. Damn this mental health shit.
I mean,
by the way, am I allowed to cuss? Because
I don't disrespect.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Feel free. I mean, I don't cuss a lot, but when I do, I do.
I just want to make sure because I do cuss. I never know when it comes out, but once I know a podcast is not, I try to be more mindful, even though the brain sometimes works as how it works, you know.
No, you're fine. Whenever I upload these, I always check it that it's not for kids, so you're fine.
Good.
But yeah, like it's like what you were saying about how just giving people their flowers now. I never word it that way, but I always try to let people know that just, you never know what you say, something that you say or do, how much that can make a big difference in some person's life. Like even just simple, just, hey, how are you doing? Hope you have a good day. Can make the biggest difference in someone's day, week, or whatever they're going through. Like they could be having like the worst time of their life, could be contemplating suicide or whatever is going on with them. But just simply just saying, hey, hope you're doing okay, can make a big difference for them. And I've actually been in those situations where me just sending a random text to a friend out in California, just saying, hey, hope you're doing okay tonight. And then the next morning she told me that she was actually contemplating suicide, and my text essentially saved her. And that was just a heavy, heavy way that I still don't know if I'm even worthy of that, but just emphasized for me and reinforced my mindset of just, you never know what somebody's going through, and just simply saying, hey, how are you doing, can make the world of difference for them.
That's so true. And I'm a firm believer in that. And that's why I even tell people, don't just look at people's social media. Like, I text my people, and I think we briefly talked about it. It's just that during the day, in my head, I might say, I need to text Soda, I need to text this person.
Yeah.
But because it's daytime, I have so much things to do, and then I'm more peaceful at night, and that's why I like working at night. A lot of people will tell you, like, from midnight to 5-6, I'm wide awake and working creatively. So that's when the remind, because the day is slowed down, I can actually remember and text. That's when I'll start texting, hey, how you doing, miss you, what? And I'm looking, I'm like, yo, it's 3 a.m. why are you texting people at 3 a.m but in my head when I'm doing it, I'm like, now because I remember, let me do it right now before I forget, before the day comes and I have to deal with people. Because during the day, my dad is calling, my cousin is calling, you have notifications from here, like, at night, I can, because people are sleeping, nobody's literally bothering me, and I can respond to people anytime. But I tell people, always check on people. Like today, I will just randomly, hey, how you doing? Hope you're well. Just checking in. And I wouldn't write just, hey, how you doing? Because I also hate unnecessary conversations, like small talks. So I'll put in there, just checking in. That way you can respond, or you can't. And if you respond, just give me the whole paragraph. Don't be like, I don't like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. How are you? Oh, good. So what's going on? Like that, I fucking hate that. Like, I can't do that. I'd rather you write me a whole paragraph and we scratch it there. Oh, we send voice notes. That's why me and Soda be texting each other the randomest time. But I appreciate, because Soda is in California time, so she's always behind me. So it never feels like I'm texting her too late. But there are people, and to me, because I have a lot of guy friends, but I also forget that they're married, they have spouses and stuff. Like, I wouldn't want somebody messaging my man at 2-3 a.m. randomly, you know. So those are the things I'm like, I have to bear in mind to be respectful on people. And sometimes I even write, I'm sorry I'm texting late, but this is when I remember, blah blah blah, so respond whenever you can. Because sometimes people also awake doing certain things or can't sleep or anything. But it's just, it's important to remember to check on people, because you never know. Or even in the streets, if you're walking and you see strangers, just smile, because you never know how that smile can make somebody feel.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and I try to make it a habit to always have a smile on my face whenever I'm out in public, because just, Yeah, because even if I'm not having the best day, I want to at least give off the vibe that I'm in a good mood, because positive vibes can, you know, make a big thing for the people around you as well.
That's so true. But sometimes I'd be mad, big mad. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm trying to, but I don't care. But then when a stranger smiles at me, I look at myself and I'm like, oh, shit, because I end up smiling. And then once I smile, the thing with me is once I start smiling, I can't stop smiling. Like, but when I get angry, like, that face will stay there until either somebody smiles at me or something really makes me smile. So,
yeah, I have the opposite problem. I even if I'm not in the best of mood, I try not to look like I'm upset, because I don't like to. Because when I'm not in a good mood, and if I'm angry, like, it's very obvious on my face. So I try my best to always hide that, and I try to be more positive. Don't know how successful I am with that, but I try to be positive, because, like, I feel like just living your life in negativity is just not good for yourself or for anybody around you, because nobody wants to be around someone who's just going to be miserable all the time.
But that's the thing. I think we need to change that mindset. Just because you're having a bad day and you decide to actually be wallow, like, it's okay to be mad on a bad thing. Just don't attract it on other people. So it's okay if you're having a bad day and to really be bad. And that's what I mean. And when I used to work in retail, I love my managers. I was blessed with amazing managers. Like, I probably had one or two managers that were fucked up, but most of my managers were very open with me, honest, and I would tell them about my mental health struggles and they'll be okay. And I would wake up some days where literally because of my depression, I'm just feeling sad or angry or whatever. And I'm like you, like, my face will tell it. And sometimes I'll pretend like it's not, but I can't change what my face is preserving. Like, I can have a good tone or anything. But whenever I'm in that, I don't want to talk. I just want to be alone. Like, leave me, let me wallow. And then when I'm ready to come out of it, I will. So when I go to work, when I'm feeling that, I'll tell them, please put me where I don't have to deal with clients, customers, because you should be happy I made it to work, but I don't want. So I'll either be in the back room, back office, or somewhere, not anywhere in front of that. But when I know it's too deep, I'll literally tell my manager, I'm sorry, if I come today, you might end up firing me because I might not be tonight. And I know that, so I will hide in my room. So it's okay to be in that, having a bad day or a bad time where you really can't recover from it at that time, because it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to do all those things. Just be mindful. Like, if I know, okay, today I'm really this bad and I shouldn't be around people, I'm just going to stay in my room or my house. Like, stay there, deal with it. When you're ready to come out, come out. But if you're going to go around people and then bring that, then at least go around people you already know who are going to cheer you up or at least try to bring it up. But don't hide it. Like, hiding it is also part of the reason why people end up breaking down at the wrong time, because you're holding it too much or trying to pretend so much that it ends up evaporating at the time where it shouldn't.
Right. With certain managers that I, there was one manager, she's not at my store anymore. Actually, I have her position now. So, you know, there's that she was always so miserable to work with, that she would just, every time she came in, it was very obvious that her attitude is that she did not want to be there. She didn't want to be around anybody. Didn't want to deal with anybody. Didn't want to see anybody. Didn't want to do anything. And whenever I would come home, I would talk to my brother, because, you know, I live with my brother, and I would just say, like, I hate working with miserable people who are just going to be miserable all the time. And, like, I don't want that negativity and that miserable feeling to be projected onto me when I don't feel that way. If I'm feeling that way, then I'm feeling that way. But if someone else wants me to feel that way, like, be miserable with them, I don't want to be around that. And since she's been gone now for about a year and a half from the store, I've been much happier working at that store. And especially now that I have her old position, I'm even happier with that. So it's like,
And those people are around. And most of us, especially when you work not only retail but any office, like, we always have those one, two, three people who are always in that, you know. Yeah. And sadly, there are miserable people in life. Like, there are people who just like being miserable. We can't do anything. All we can do is stay far from them and pray for them. And even at our store, we would have some managers where when somebody hears, oh, this is the manager who's closing, people start calling out people, you know, because they're like, no, I'm not gonna deal with that today, like, you know. But that's the thing, that's part of life. We can't, we don't know their stories, sadly, and some people do want help, some people don't. We can only do what we can do, and the rest it is like me as well. Like, my energy is always on 100, and everybody, even when I go to Podfest conferences, I'm always like on 10. So when my energy is a little bit low and I'm just chilling, like sometimes you just want that moment to just chill and not have to entertain people, because right, people think I'm their official entertainer or something. It's a curse to be wanted to be people wanting to be around you 24/7. It's draining, like, oh God. But anyway, so whenever they see that they start getting worried, they're like, what's wrong? Who did anybody do something to you? Oh, tell me who did. And I'm like, come on, like, it's, I can't constantly be on 100 every fucking day. Like, there are gonna be times where I need to recharge because my cup is drowning. Like, but people take it like, oh, because we have never seen Paula mad or angry for people who have been a podcast. But also, you really don't want to see me mad or angry because I go 0 to 100 real quick. I think that's why I'm constantly like on this high level, because I
and I completely get it. I do. I'm almost exactly the same way. Like, when I'm mad, I'm mad, and nobody wants to be around that. Most of the time, I like to believe that I'm the kind of person that people want to be around, because I try to present a feeling of positivity and an aura of positivity, I guess. If that's effective, I don't know. And I mean, I'm kind of a homebody, really, so I'm not really around people unless I'm at work to really know how effective I am on that respect. But I mean, I can see from you, you are definitely, you know, you would definitely be like the life of the party kind of personality.
And that's the thing. I used to be in my teenage years. Then after COVID, I really just wanted to be, I became a loner to the extent where my brother was like, I don't know this version of you. I don't need you to be lonely. I'm like, there's a difference between wanting to be alone and being lonely. So these days I enjoy so much being alone. But then anytime I go to Podfest, I feel like God gives me this energy that I used to have when I was a teenage, because I'm constantly on the go and I wear so many hats at Podfest. I'm a speaker, I'm a MC, I ambassador for different booths over there. I present, like, there's so much that I be doing, and I'm also volunteering, and I'm also creating content, and I'm also like, it's so much. And I'm always up from 7 a.m. because I volunteer in the morning. That way in the afternoon, I can do other stuff. And then I don't go to bed until either 2 or 3 because I'm partying and enjoying with all these people. And Podfest is normally Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's like 5-6 days of constantly on the go. And I don't know how I do it, because in reality, when I'm in Atlanta, if I go out to an event and I spend one night in an event, I come back, I need a whole week to stay home and hide away from people. My Podfest, I do it for 5-6 days in a row. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have the mental stamina to handle that. I've never been in those situations before, so I don't know if I would be able to handle it unless I'm actually put in that environment to really test myself.
You'll be amazed, because a lot of people say that, and then until they actually come to Podfest, and I think because it's, you're surrounded with your fellow content creators, right, artists, so you're constantly talking about like things that excite you, that when you're home, yes, you can probably talk to your brother or friend, but after they listen to you one time, two times, they're like, okay, shut up, we're tired of listening to you constantly talk about your podcast or your content create. But you know, it's not like you can have people who are constantly willing to, what are you doing with, oh, how are you doing this? How are you doing this? Like, people were constantly wanting to know what the fuck your podcast is about or what you're doing. So I think being in that energy also changes a lot, because a lot of introverts come to PodFest and they're like, I don't know how I do this at PodFest, but whenever I go to other conferences, I'm just like quiet or tired or by myself. But PodFest has this drag that just makes you excited. I don't know, man.
Thanks. I've never been to any kind of festivals or conventions like that. I mean, I've been to big public events, but never like ones that are on that level or that scale. I've had a lot of friends who have been there. I mean, like she's not my girlfriend. I call her my special lady, but she's been to New York Comic Con several times and has like brought back stuff for me. Cause I mean, I live in Florida. She lives in New York. So we're not able to have the kind of relationship we would like to have. But
that's why she's a special friend, but not a girlfriend.
Well, not yet, at least. If she's listening, if she's gonna listen to this, I'm sure she will. She does listen and watch a lot of myself. And she does she gives me feedback a lot of times, very honest and sometimes too honest feedback, which I appreciate. But yeah, she'll. I can't remember because I think the one that I did when I did the one with Soda, she was giving me the feedback on that one, and see now I'm losing my train of thought. I don't even know where I was going with all this.
We were talking about conferences and she being right, in yeah. New York and you being in Florida.
Because she would tell me about how overwhelming that it can be going to like Comic Cons and other events like that, and because the only thing I can compare it to is like. Going to wrestling shows that I've been to over the years. Like I went to one more like year and a half ago last year but it's also I had not been in that kind of environment in more than a decade. So it was a lot for me to adjust to because I have really, really bad anxiety. And when I'm in around large groups, especially of people that I don't know and feeling almost like a claustrophobic feeling, my anxiety starts to go a little like crazy haywire, but I was able to manage it because I was there with my brother, and so I felt like, all right, at least I have that little bit of safety to keep me grounded in that situation. And did you feel like that when you started going to the PodFest or no?
Not at all, because again, I don't battle with anxiety, so that could also be very different. But because me growing up, I've always been an active child who likes conventions and big things. And during school, I had to go to conferences because of I was studying hospitality and events. So we were constantly around conferences and everything. So I'm used to it. I think I was more excited because I found out about PodFest in 2020. And I've been attending it since 2020, but virtually. So 2022 was the first time I was going in person. But the fact that I think also because I'd already known people virtually through part of the conference that we were talking, someone my show, we were connected on Instagram. We already felt like friends and family, just that we haven't met each other. So going to PodFest in person was like a reunion kind of thing. Like, oh my God, so it was already kind of like, it didn't feel like I was alone or I didn't know anybody. But also the energy, because I come full energies and people's energies over there was all amazing. So no, not at all. But I don't know, you should ask Soda, because Soda came this year for the first time and she has anxiety, but she still ended up loving it. And she's coming back next year, even bringing her father. And they even applied to be speakers. So. So maybe we can get you to come next year. And since you're in Florida, like the conference always happens in Florida.
Then should be easier for me to be able to attend. And I should have no excuse to not be there then.
Who do you host with? Where do you host your podcast?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
Where do you host your podcast?
Oh, I just host it from home. I don't have like a studio or anything.
Like, who's your host? Buzzsprout, Podbean, Spotify?
I use Spotify primarily. Yeah. Yeah, but I also upload it to YouTube so people can get the video presentation for it.
Yeah, because I know Podmatch always buys tickets and gives out to their members. I know Buzzsprout always buys like 100 tickets and they give them out for free to their members. So there are all these communities where, like, Podcast really makes it easier for people to go. Even as speakers, we always get, they always give out also listenership ticket. Like if you have, you want to give some tickets out to your listeners, like the expo hall tickets, we always give them. So tickets are always available. So it's always about just the hotel or the flying tours there. But because you already live in Florida, where in Florida do you live?
Well, I'm in St. Cloud. It's like kind of like, it's like almost like an hour outside of about an hour outside of Orlando. Yeah.
There you go. You can even commute, or you can find a place to stay. I think staying there makes it easier. I remember one time one of our friends who lived over there also kept on commuting, but because of all the events that happen at night, or people just hanging out and talking, because during the day there are all these discussions and meetups, right? And then at night people just get to relax, group out, or certain we have parties at night and stuff. So sometimes people are like, man, now I gotta go back home. And then I don't wanna leave. You know, that formal fear of missing out. Like if I leave and then tomorrow everybody's gonna tell me they did this. So the next year she decided to just get out. So yeah, there are options. So, you know, you're welcome to join us.
Well, I'd be happy to join. I'll definitely.
You can even tell your special friend from New York to come down.
Well, I'll let her know. Yeah, I'll call her later tonight and let her know.
You found that, don't be using me as an excuse to call. Just call.
No. I usually call her like a few times during the week. Anyway, we like even if we don't talk, we'll text each other or send voice messages throughout the day to let each other know how we're doing. And like she was like sending me multiple voice messages because she was outside of a Good Morning America, I think, or a Today Show this morning to see the Stray Kids, because she's a big fan of the K-pop group Stray Kids. And that they were there doing an appearance. So she was sending me pictures and voice notes for all that. And
nice.
And I would send her stuff similar to that throughout my day while I'm at work. Just, man, you, most of the time, well, not so much anymore, because a couple of coworkers that just would annoy the shit out of me when I was working with them, and I would vent my frustrations about them to her. And now I don't have to do that because they were fired like 2-3 weeks ago. So I've been sending more happier notes to her in the last few weeks.
Gotcha. So what's the plan? You're going to move to New York, or she's going to move to Florida?
Or
you're going to
sure.
find a new place to move. You know, sometimes it's good to start on a different plan.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure yet. I mean, because I'm originally from New York, and last time that I was in New York is when I got to spend some time with her. And that was 3 years ago, a little more than 3 years ago, I think. And been in Florida since then.
Wait, you guys haven't seen each other 3 years?
No, not since then, no.
Y'all act like, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Why are y'all acting like you're in different countries? Because I'm pretty sure in New York to Florida, like that can be arranged.
No, it's the like financial cost of the travel, because just the plane rides that can be too expensive, and you know she has a lot of stuff going on up there. I have stuff going on out here, but we try to make it work as best as we can, and we have talked about eventually me going up there to see her or her coming down here to see me, whichever one happens first is what we've been talking about. Then
y'all are better people than me, because If I don't see you in a year and we live in the same country, I'm sorry. Like my person lives in Canada, and if he doesn't make a trip in 2 months, I get very cranky and he has to just get his ass here. So, and I won't even tell him this, because if I tell him the story, he'll be like, you see, there are other people who say, yeah, but it could never be me. I'm sorry. Like me, like, I'm sorry.
I know it's frustrating. I know it's, but we make it work. You know, in our
That's
own way.
That's the thing. As long as you guys make it work, you know. That's amazing dedication. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. And she'll appreciate that. I'll mention it to her later.
Yep, tell Apollo said I need to learn your ways because it could never be me.
Well, I'm too patient. Is what's probably what my issue is. I'm too patient to, you know, for these kind of things. And that's probably why I'm a good manager at my store, because I'm the most patient out of everyone that works there. And whenever they hire somebody new, they have me train them.
I have so many questions, but I'm gonna be very, because this is a podcast, but so many shit is going on in my head right now.
No, feel free to share. This is a good space to share.
My mind just goes weird places. So don't worry about me.
Hey, nothing wrong with the brain going to weird places. Mine does that too. I don't always share it with the boy, but
I'm gonna have to ask this because it will probably stay in my head, and I might end up asking you on threads, which won't be nice. So let me just ask. So, you guys, are you guys like non-exclusive and doing some side shit, or you guys 3 years have not banged each other, haven't had sex, and are okay with that? Like, you're not getting sex anywhere for these 3 years.
I mean, I can't speak for her, but for me, I haven't physically been with anybody in these 3 years, but, you know, that's also, again, I'm just patient and I'm used to that kind of thing. For her, I mean, what she does is her business, and she's kind of expressed the same to me that whatever I do is my business. But, you know, her and I, like I said, we make it work in our own way.
And that's but that's what relationships should be. There's no right or wrong way. It's whatever works for you guys. Like, you know, I hate when people think, oh, you're doing that. That's not how it's supposed to be. I mean, where did they say that this is how relationships supposed to go? And sometimes right. That's how people cheat, because you're trying to force a norm that technically isn't a norm. If you want to have an open relationship, if that's what works for you, by all means, go do that. If you want to have a no sex relationship, by all means, go do that. Like, whatever works for you and makes you happy in your relationship, that's all that matters. As long as both of you are happy and okay, that's all. Like, fuck the rest of the people and what they think or all that shit. Like, a lot of people don't approve of my relationship, but that's a whole other different story. But I don't give a fuck. I'm happy. I'm gonna deal with that when the time comes.
Well, why wouldn't they approve of your relationship?
Very complicated, like, you know, on and off complication, and literally, working our way back, but because I've told so many people that I'm never getting back with this motherfucking asshole ever again, and now here we are, but we are doing things differently. We are couples counseling, talking about actually living together so we can, because that's the other thing again, when the entire relationship has been us being in two different countries, so we've never lived together, but now we have to try live together and see if that works before we take any moves. But it's so many shit that happened in between, a lot of things that Any of my friends, if they hear that I'm actually thinking about getting back to him, not thinking because we actually are, but I just haven't told people yet. That's why I still continue my persona of being single around there, because some of my friends are getting hints like something must be happening, because and they know how I become once this person is back in my life. But I know a lot of people are going to give me grief after everything that he put me through. He'll say I put him through some shit, but what I put him through compared to what he put me through are two different things. So I know once this comes out, but you know, when you love somebody, you love somebody, and certain times you gotta make sure you've done everything before you actually give up. So this is our last resort. If couples counseling doesn't help, then there's no nothing else will ever help. So
man. Well, I hope that, and I'm trying to remember the exact way I usually say to like other people that I meet, because the store that I work at, we sell pregnancy tests, and whenever somebody goes to buy it, I always, instead of, you know, saying I always try to be careful with how I, you know, greet them.
Because you never know if they're excited about the yes or they want the no, so you can't tell them, oh, congratulations, oh, good luck, you know, because you don't know if they want a yes or a no.
Yeah, the phrase that I've taught myself to say to them is, I hope you get whatever result that you're wanting.
Yes, because that's like, if you're hoping for a no, I hope you get it. If you're hoping for a yes, because I would constantly be, congratulations, I hope it's a yes, just to fuck them up. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I would say to you, that I hope that whatever result you're wanting from this is what you will have.
Yeah, I hope I listen to them, because, you know, sometimes God is literally giving you signs and you ignore them, and then you're like, I need a sign, and then you get a sign, but you're still shouting, I need a sign. Like, it's like, do you want to be hit by a car, and that will be a good enough sign? Because clearly I'm sending you signs, but also I try to say this, if these are the signs for me not to be with him, then why do you keep on bringing him back to me? So clearly, there's something...
I mean, I am a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. So, I mean, just haven't found out the reason yet.
Yeah, I think I've been given enough reasons, but I'm just, you know, sometimes I feel like you need to be a little bit dumb and just enjoy the wave until you really sunk. Even though I felt like I've sunk and I've been cured, but I don't know, man. Sometimes even when I think about my entire situation, I look at, like, the devil, the angel in me comes out and it's looking at me like, why, you poor child? Like, I know you have so much love around you, so it's not like you have daddy issues or something. You grew up without love. So I don't know, man. So I'm just choosing to be blind to this bullshit. But I did say this is my last try, right? Because finally he's agreeing to go to counseling, and he started his own therapy, which has been working amazing. So, you know, there's been some progress, but also sometimes people do shit in the beginning because they're really trying to prove to you that they have changed or they want something, and then they end up slacking. So we'll have to see. Only time will tell. Time will tell.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's a good spot to end this conversation on. Unless you would like to speak more on that?
Oh, no, I'm fine on that.
All right. Well, I had a lot of fun today. You were probably the most fun that I've ever had speaking with anybody on here.
Suck on that, soda. Make sure you leave that part on so that she can.
I'll leave it on just for her.
Be like, so I have a special message for you on that episode. I'll listen to it.
All right. So where can other people find you on social media?
Well, you can find me on all socials, including Twitter, even though I hate it. But once in a while, I go back to remind myself on what used to be Twitter. But also that's where I keep up with my Tanzanian people, because for some reason they love Twitter and so you can find me on any and every social media at Talk Shit with P, and slide in my DMs. I respond to DMs. I like connecting with amazing individuals. If you are creative, if you're a person who battles mental health, let's talk.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for sure, and you can tell I had a lot of fun, and she had a lot of fun too. Yeah, check her out on all of her social media at Talk Shit with P, and also reach out to me on my social media at Men and Tights Pod, Instagram, Threads, Vero, Snapchat, TikTok. Although I'm not so sure about Snapchat anymore. Keep getting a lot of spam on there, a lot of spam bots on there, a lot of quote unquote sugar mamas and other fake scammer people trying to get money out of me that I do not have. But yeah, you can check me out on all the social media, follow the Men and Tights Podcast, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Podbean, and wherever else. All the links will be in the show notes, the description of this episode. And check out Men in Tights podcast store, my eBay store, my Poshmark store, and a little bit of news about the Men in Tights podcast store. As I mentioned it on the podcast, I think, unless I was doing it after, yeah. I'll be moving from TeePublic to Teespring soon. I'm not sure of when exactly I'm going to be doing that. I've still got a lot of stuff that I'm going to be working on with the logos and other things that I got cooking soon. And be sure to check that out. I'll let you guys know how that goes. But yeah, be sure to check all that out. And thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who do and have for the last 6+ years. And yeah, I'm fumbling over my words right now, but yeah, it's been a long week. And it's only Wednesday that I'm recording this. But anyways, this has been the Men in Tights Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one.